The one I sent to Anton. Trying to remember. I like your car.
What car?
The Equinox.
How
you going?
Mostly I see you in a pickup truck.
That doesn't belong to me.
Want a good one?
Well, she says it does. Who pays the insurance on it all?
Well, it really doesn't matter. She works
well. Last time you both came in.
Yeah, but she didn't have to sit. Her name wasn't on the check. Cardiologist gave me some
Cindy,
bad news.
Are you the chair?
Oh, no, what's the matter?
Told are you the chair?
Yes, but we'll have to, you know.
Anymore.
Redo that?
Yeah.
Are you doing that this week?
So, I think right now with new and questionable, maybe this time we'll just go through this so they have a lesson.
Well, what's this coming, Cindy?
Little, well, Deb should be coming from Ruby's. You noticed her?
Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't get any call that said she wasn't, did you? But it really doesn't matter because we can start at 6 o'clock. We have an agenda. We have a majority.
She was not out here.
Who?
Oh my goodness. Not
out here. Yeah, in Kevick, Los Angeles. The husband ended up down the old soldier's home in Bennington. No, fell out here. He's gone.
Okay,
he's
Dale.
Gone. Huh?
Yeah, Dale. Okay.
Okay. Everybody, are you ready, Jen?
Yes, ma'am. My keys.
It's the 14th of April, year 2025, 6 o'clock p.m. The Zoning Board of Adjustment is here to hear a variance request. Present from the Zoning Board of Adjustment, myself, Cindy Adams, John Mulek, Roseanne Van Loo, and Patrick Frazier. Present from the town would be Jen Jackson and Phil Adams. And our applicants would be Rich Greeno and, no, just Rich. And your interested party?
Yes, I'm here for Wendy.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Representing Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Patton.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. The first thing I need to know is if anyone feels there's a conflict that they should not be sitting here and making any decisions. If so, identify yourself. If not, then everyone who's interested, the applicants, will be sworn in.
Make sure. Excuse me.
I'll wait. The applicants and interested parties swear in. We're done. Understood.
Yeah.
Sworn in. You want to put your hand up? You certainly can. Okay.
Are you swearing? Excuse me.
Yes.
What was going on?
Yes.
I miss being sworn?
No, sir.
Okay.
I hereby swear that the evidence I give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And if you do, please say I do.
I do.
Great.
I
Thank
do.
You. You do. We have accepted written information regarding this particular variance. And before we get started, I would just like to read that we are here before the Town of Fairhaven Board of Adjustment. Date has already been mentioned, in the Fairhaven Municipal Building in the conference room located at 5 North Park Place in Fairhaven, to consider an application for a variance from Fairhaven Zoning Regulation Article 3, Section 301.5, Table 2 Residential Zoning District, side yard 20 foot, for a proposed new home at 27 foot by 56 foot, with a proposed side yard distance of 15 feet up to 16.8 feet. So, the first thing is, would you mind telling us exactly how much variance they're going to be required?
Sure. So the variance is the side yard setback. It's on the east side of the lot, and the new home would be, let's see, one distance is 5 foot less than the 20-foot setback required, and the other is 3 foot 4 inches less than the 20-foot minimum required. So those are the two corners of the building, the proposed location.
Okay, so the 5 foot that needs to be, is that also a 20-foot setback?
Both, yes. This okay. is the distance from the proposed location of the modular house to the east side lot line.
And the east side is the blue house?
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's on okay. the right as you face where the home was.
Okay.
The applicants, just to give, if I may give
sure.
the board some history, they removed the older mobile home that was there for years, got a permit for it. The garage remained. They did a survey of the property and found that that east line was further into the lot than they had realized. So when they made plans to put in the new home and be able to access the water and sewer, and correct me if I'm wrong on anything, and also have the ability to have the driveway to the garage, they found that with that line closer than what was realized before, they would be short those distances, those 20-foot minimums by that much.
Okay. And that's the concrete pad?
If you look, you'll have to look at the sketch there in the application to you.
Okay. I'll pass
because I think it goes beyond the concrete pad. And Rich, you'll have to help me out on that.
Well, some of the concrete pad will be coming out on that end. It's the new home, the location of the new home is actually going to be further from the property line than the old one was by about 2 feet, two and a half feet.
So it will not be directly on the pad?
It's actually going to be shorter than the pad is.
Okay. I'm going to pass that around. That's the new home and that's the original.
I've got the old slab is on a dotted line. The new one is the solid square line.
Okay. That's so. Thanks, Adam. Take care of a lot of it.
If only they would all be this.
Was there anything else you needed to add to that?
No, I just wanted to, you know, the history of the being permitted to remove the old mobile home and what I understood they ran into when they were trying to place a new modular house in that location and still have the ability to get to the garage that's still existing.
Okay. Now, You've heard why Philip made you come. Can you please elaborate any way so that this board will understand and be able to come to it?
Well, he pretty much hit the nail on the head.
Hang on. Please pay attention.
It's just the reason we're here is because when we measured from where we thought the property line was, we were within our boundaries. But then when they had it surveyed, the surveyor found a mistake on that front corner on the street side, 5 foot in, 5 foot closer than what we thought.
Okay.
Which changed the angle of that line. The back property line was the same, but the front one changed. It just swung that just enough so we were out of
5 foot.
Yeah. And I talked to the gentleman in the house here, the son, and I told him what was going on. Yeah. And he says to me, he says, that hedgerow is the property line as far as we're concerned, he says. I said, I know, but that don't, like, we have to do what we have to do. So
right.
That's where we're at.
Rich, can you tell me how far the north property, into the mobile home location is, the property line? That's 3 feet 8 inches away from the line?
3 feet 8, no, 16 foot 8. The north side?
No, where the house is being located.
Well, you said north side.
From the
slab, the line.
The new home location is going to be 15 feet in the back corner and 16 foot 8 in the front corner.
Okay.
If you got this, do you have this, John? You have this picture?
Yeah. He has it here.
Okay. Now, this is a good time if you'd like to ask any questions before I read the answers that he has given us. Anything from looking at the picture? Is everybody comfortable at this point? If not,
I'm all set.
Then, oh, they're right there. Thanks. Philip was good about helping you fill this out, right? You got all the help you needed?
I hope so.
Oh, good. He's good doing his job. Okay, so you were asked to fill out. This is for Roseanne's news, so we're just trying to help her through it. He was asked to fill out an application. Then Philip reads it and then decides if it's clear cut or if it needs a little help. And first thing the applicant put down was the comment about the east line of the property. It was changed due to a new survey which put the property line close.
Excuse me, Cindy. I'm sorry, for the benefit of our recorder, do you want to read off the question?
Oh, it's not the question yet.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay. I'm doing the applicant's comment.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were reading the questions. I beg your pardon.
Okay.
Excuse me for interrupting.
The owner would like the home to be parallel with the street so as to look good with the neighborhood. With the new boundary line, this would lack 5 feet on the back corner and 3 feet 4 inches on the front corner. And that's on the east side, from the 20-foot minimum side yard set required by Article 3, Section 301, Table 2. Then he was required to answer questions. These questions, if they can't be answered in the positive, sort of answers the permit process. So you go through each question and make sure that it fits the requirement. So this is the request for variance criteria response. Is that what you wanted? Okay.
Question for both of you guys. Yep. Am I able to have a copy of the application?
Yes, I didn't think about that, Jenny, but I will make
later,
a copy
that's okay.
for you.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty easy that way. It's already done. Okay, so you'll love the questions. They're done. A, that there are unique physical circumstances or conditions, including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of the lot size or shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the particular property, and that the unnecessary hardship is due to such conditions and not the circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning regulations in the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. And Rich's response was, it's signed you. Yes, the east line of the property changed due to a new survey of the property. The new home is shorter by 2 feet, which puts it further away than the old home was. Are there any questions regarding that? If you need to jump in on anything because you think we're missing it or looking sort of like deer in headlights, just stop. We'll be happy to answer. B, that as a result of such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning regulations, and that the authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. This was not a change. The location of the home, the new home, will be about 2 feet further from the east property line. It had nothing to do with the change of the house. C, that such unnecessary hardship has not been created by the appellant. No. To order a shorter home, it would need to be from a different series and would cost an additional $12,000. Isn't that crazy? Okay. D, that the variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public health. No, the new home will look very nice in this location and will not impair other property. It will be 2 foot further away from where the old home was. E, that the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the zoning regulations and of the comprehensive plan. Yes, the new home will be further away from the property line than the old home was. The home will be in a better footprint than the old home. Question, do you have any idea how long that old home was there?
Yeah, it was a 58-footer.
There a long time.
At least 30 years.
Yeah.
Because it was there when I moved in with Charlie.
Thanks. This one's always good because it's an easy one. F, the flood area, circle yes or no. It was circled no. For C. And I don't think I need to read that question, do I?
Which one?
The flood area.
Only for the benefit of the record.
It'll be in the record because she's going to use the questions, right?
Whatever, this is new.
Jen is new. So you just...
We'll give her the answers.
Complete, yep. Okay. Having heard the questions that we're going to consider and the answers, do you all have any further questions or questions that can be related to this that we can use? Okay. So we've accepted written information and we've had an open hearing. Any final comments that you'd like to add?
It's just going to make a really nice looking neighborhood when we get all done.
Absolutely. All right, and then
improvement.
Oh, that corner there is getting a lot of improvements, isn't it?
Yeah, he's gaining on it. I don't know how that was going to work, but it should be nice when he gets all done.
Okay, then we will adjourn this meeting at 6:16, record time. Thank you. Until we can be we will reconvene to make our decision. We do not make our decision.
Do you recess or do you adjourn?
Adjourn.
Okay.
They deliberate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adjourn for deliberation.
Yeah. Yes. If there's a recess, it's when they don't like our decision and they call for a hearing.
So I leave, right?
You're all set. Thank you so much.
When do you hear?
Probably supper time, isn't it?
I already had that.
Okay. So it'll be a little while, Philip. We will
meet like tomorrow.
They do a,
no.
They do a written decision.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah. So
it
once it's
mail.
Written.
Okay.
Yeah.
Certified mail will come in. Do you want a copy of that decision as being an interested person, or sent certified mail to you, or
are you giving
Wendy
it?
To
Wendy.
Give us a copy, or to send one to Wendy Altman.
Okay.
At 30 Academy. That would be
okay.
Is there an address?
Is that the blue dress? Blue house?
30 Academy.
30.
Gray.
Yeah.
Gray.
The gray. Okay.
Gray. Gray blue.
Bad color.
Yeah, it is.
It's a grayish blue.
You
yeah.
do? Okay.
It's slight.
All right.
Okay.
Just
that's even
sure
better.
Got it to say
all right. That. Then thank you.
Anything
thank
else? You. We're all set.
Nothing else. You are all set.
Thanks a lot, folks.
Appreciate